On February 12, 1924, George Gershwin gave the first performance of his Rhapsody in Blue with famed band leader Paul Whiteman's band in New York City's Aeolian Hall. That concert was billed as an experiment in modern music to see how a jazz-inflected piano concerto would go over with a concert hall audience. New York Times music critic Olin Downs wrote of the tumultuous applause that greeted Rhapsody in Blue at its world premiere. Audiences deemed the piece a hit. Although Rhapsody in Blue brought certain aspects of jazz into the concert hall, the piece didn't go over as authentic jazz with some jazz musicians of the day. One such musician was pianist and composer James P. Johnson. As a youth in the 19-teens, Johnson was steeped in ragtime. He later worked as a pianist in New York City dance halls and, along with other Harlem-based pianists, helped create the Harlem Stride style of piano playing. Johnson also composed music for Broadway musicals and other types of popular musical entertainments. He wrote his piano work Yamacraw as an authentically African-American response to Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Musicologist John Howland has pointed out that in Yamacraw, Johnson relies heavily on distinctly African-American musical idioms that were in vogue in the Harlem musical scene of Johnson's day. In 1927, the African-American musician and music publisher Perry Bradford published the score of the solo piano version of Johnson's Yamacraw, billing the piece as not a Rhapsody in Blue, but a Rhapsody in Black and White. Black notes on white paper. The African-American composer William Grant Still wrote the orchestral accompaniment for a piano and orchestra version of Yamacraw. That version of the piece, its instrumentation resembling that of Rhapsody in Blue, was premiered with the orchestra of the great African-American bluesman W.C. Handy on April 27, 1928 at Carnegie Hall on a concert structured very much like the 1924 concert that presented Rhapsody in Blue to the world. I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of Classical 101, WOSU Public Media in Columbus. Enjoy more echoes of the Harlem Renaissance at wosu.org/classical101.